You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in ministry, to you and the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Philippians 4, verses 4 through about 13. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 15. And when you have found it, say amen. Amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. You may be seated. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I want to use our topic this morning, finding joy and contentment in 2021.
Yes.
Finding joy and contentment in 2021. Last year was a difficult year. And now, the year 2021 seems to be starting off in the same manner. What we witnessed this week should have never occurred. There is something wrong, tangibly wrong, that keep shifting and creating division and animosity and strife within a civilized society. And because these things perpetuate itself, God is watching the content, the character, and the characteristics of a nation and a people. How can God bless a nation if a nation wars against itself? For certainly we have seen the atrocities and all of the things that are transpiring today. And it is truly disturbing. And certainly it is heartbreaking.
Yes, indeed.
But in spite of all that is happening, as believers, we can still experience joy and contentment within our lives.
Yeah.
How do we find joy and contentment today? I'm glad you asked. The Apostle Paul understood this, and his desire was to share with us the purpose and the principle in being contented. Philippians 4:11 states, "Not that I speak in respect to want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content."
Yeah. Mm.
This speaks of joy, Antioch. Joy and contentment. And this joy and contentment is an internal thing. How then, Pastor, could the Apostle Paul have joy in his life? Think about it. Sitting in a Roman jail, separated from his Christian brothers and sisters, how could he find joy? Concern about the unity in the church because of some internal disputes going on. And Paul couldn't be with them to help them. Being aware of the potential infiltration of false teachers into the church, and he couldn't be there to face them. Paul knew that there was an external pressure on the Christians at Philippi. For them to bow down to give worship to the emperor, and he couldn't be there to encourage them. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
To bow down, to give allegiance, to give honor, to give praise to someone that you know that is doing what's wrong, and it baffles the mind how people could continue to follow such ludicrous behavior. Where are we as a people, and where are we as a nation? Paul was facing such things that was going on in his days, and lo and behold, we are facing it even today. And it will not stop. Paul, on top of all that, was facing the possibility of a death sentence. And there will come a time when Christians will have to stand for what they believe. My brothers and sisters, with all of those things happening, Paul found the secret to victory over worry and the secret to experiencing the joy of rejoicing no matter what his circumstances in life was. There is a secret. In that fourth verse, we see praise. Rejoice in the Lord and always. And again, I say rejoice twice. We see the word rejoice. My brothers and sisters, I can honestly say there are times that I don't know whether I'm rejoicing anymore. Sometimes the trials and the pressures of life makes it almost impossible to be happy. But Paul did not tell us to be happy. He encouraged us to rejoice in the Lord. Think back over what's going on and think back over your life, and in spite of all of the things that seem to be going on today, think about what God has brought you out of. Think about how he healed your sickness and your disease. When we think about what God is doing, I know there are times that we want to have a pity party over the things that are circumstances that are around us. But when we start thinking about the goodness of the Lord, we are encouraged to do and go forward, knowing that he is with us even in our most difficult hour. I have discovered that the Lord is with us. You and I can have joy in our life no matter what our circumstances are. We can have joy. As Paul began winding down this letter, Antioch, he shared with us how we are to rejoice in the Lord, not in the circumstances of our situation, but in the Lord. That's the reason he said it. Rejoice in the Lord. For our focus is to be in him. At all times, no matter what we are facing in life. As believers, we are in him. Surrounded by him. Covered by him. Protected by him. Secured by him. Y'all missed your shout 10 times ago. The Lord is in us. He is protecting us, covering us, providing for us, restoring us. He has done all of this for us. We are in Christ. The believer, it was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was born in a manger, who died on a cross and raised from the dead, lives by his Spirit in the souls of every believer. There's something significantly in you and I that makes us uniquely different as believers in Christ, because Christ is in us. Every believer and every Christian in Christ means we enjoy the privilege of being spiritually alive. Many preachers have said anything dead ought to be buried. But if you are in Christ, you ought to be spiritually alive. We deserve death, but Jesus died for us to give us life. In Christ means we are no longer condemned, but made righteous. For you and I have been redeemed. We are no longer condemned. I share so many times that each and every believer is on their way to heaven, and people are worried about, but I don't know whether I've lived good enough. You'll never live good enough. Because we were birthed with a sin nature. But when you are in Christ, we are no longer condemned, but made righteous, for you and I have been redeemed. The price has been paid. The price has been purchased back. Jesus paid that price for you and I. That's why, Antioch, we praise him. We praise him at all times, and we rejoice in him at all times. Paul said in that 11th verse, not that I speak in respect to want, for I learned to be in whatever state I'm in, therewith to be contented. Content means to be happy or satisfied. Happy or satisfied. But it can also mean to be calm, acceptance of life pressure. In other words, whatever comes our way, when we are in Christ, we have learned